flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I want winners.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. On the line is Nick Costos, the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Check out the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 2 to 6 on the BetQL network, and you can watch from 5 to 6 on NBC Sports Now on Peacock. Nick, good morning. How are you?
What's going on, guys? Great to be with you today.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you. I thought it was really interesting. I heard you chatting with Kurt Warner, and you asked him if this is the best three-game run for any team in Super Bowl history. Hmm. If they win, no one's done it before. How do you rate that? That was a really good question.
Thanks, and Kurt Warner said yes, mm-hmm. and I agree with him. You know, I love the NFL. I fancy myself to be somewhat of an NFL historian. And you think about some of the great teams throughout history, and look, like, you know, the Steelers of the 70s had more Hall of Famers than mm-hmm. this Chiefs team does. Obviously, pre-salary cap era, but I mean, the 70s Steelers didn't three-peat. The 80s 49ers didn't three-peat. The 90s Cowboys didn't three-peat. None of the Brady Belichick Patriots teams did. And this is a Chiefs team that's obviously on the cusp of history here, and I don't know how you take that away from them if they win three straight Super Bowls, if you don't say that this run they're on right now is the best dynastic run in the history of the NFL. I don't know what the counter to that is. I think it's a pretty obvious statement. I know some people disagree. I don't know how. Kurt Warner agreed with me when he came on You Better You Bet yesterday.
I think it's a very obvious statement. I do think it's within their grasp, well within their grasp. I wonder what you think is the biggest obstacle. I know it's early, Nick, but what's the early look at this game in terms of how the Chiefs can – what's the biggest thing in their path from a three-peat?
So I think it's two things. One is macro, and then one is more micro. The macro, the Eagles are better than the Chiefs. Like, they are. And I'm betting Kansas City in the game. So, like, I've been saying it all season. I think they're going to win. So I like the Chiefs in the game. But the Eagles are better. Like, 1 through 53, the roster is definitely better. And something else to consider, and we could talk about this more next week, guys. You know, when these two teams played in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, Philly closed a favorite in the game. Philadelphia was a 2.5-point favorite in Super Bowl 57. Mm. Now, the Chiefs are a 1.5-point favorite in Super Bowl 59. And I don't think there's any question this Eagles team is better than that Eagles team. Jalen Hurts, a couple years more experience. I think the team is better. And the 2024 Chiefs are not as good as the 2022 Chiefs. So you have Eagles are better, Chiefs are worse, Eagles were favored in that game, and now the Chiefs are favored in this one. And obviously the great equalizer is Patrick Mahomes. So I think the question that people have to ask themselves as an answer, you know, is the greatness of Mahomes and also of Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo, is it great enough to make up for the talent deficiency? Because Philly's the best team as far as roster goes, 1 through 53. So that's the macro answer for Kansas City. The micro answer is going to be, can they slow down Saquon Barkley in this Eagles run game? You know, Buffalo got away from James Cook, I thought, way too much in the AFC Championship game. We saw the Texans with Joe Mixon have success in the divisional round. So it stands to reason that Philly should be able to have success running the ball in this game. But, I mean, at the end of it, you know, if the game's close, I just have infinite confidence in Mahomes to pull it off. So not that it's a lock or anything like that. It's a small point spread. I am on the Chiefs, guys, in Super Bowl 59.
He's Nick Costos, and he's joining us on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. That's an interesting way of breaking it down, Nick. I'm curious, when you think about just the trade for Saquon, I know that you're a Giants fan, but we were talking a little bit about it earlier, the fact that they made a Super Bowl, that makes that one of the great trades in league history. They're great signings, right?
Absolutely.
Because they don't get there without him. He's got 2,000 yards. He scored 2 touchdowns in every game of the play. It's extraordinary the run the guy's on.
Yeah, and I'll take it a step further, Mully, and I'll say this about, you know, I am a Giants fan, so I think I think I'm pretty objective, but maybe it means a little more coming from a Giants fan to say this. You know, and I think this is kind of like what Bears fans want from Ryan Poles and Kevin Warren, and what I want as a Giants fan from my GM, and what any team should want. I think the Eagles have the best general manager in all of sports, in Howie Roseman. Mm. I think he is, and there are a lot of good ones, like the Chiefs GM is really good, Brett Veach. There are lots of good GMs in sports. I think he might be the best one. And look, I, as a Giants fan, I have no ill will. I know a lot of Giants fans do, are mad at Saquon. I'm not mad at him at all. I did criticize the signing just because I felt like, you know, running back with the way that position's been devalued, like, do they have to pay him that much money? Not that I thought Saquon's bad, just that I think maybe you overpaid for him, and it turned out to be maybe he's underpaid, actually. And just the way that they're able to restock the cupboard. I mean, think about their first 2 draft picks this year. You know, Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean are both absolute studs as rookies starting on a team that's in the Super Bowl. Like, this doesn't happen that often. So the Saquon signing is obviously a magnificent one, and just goes to show that I think this is the, if he's not the best, then he's one of the best GMs, guys, in all of sports, Howie Roseman.
All right, Nick, so we only got a minute left, but I want some advice, because I took the bait yesterday and I bet on the Bulls because they were getting 14.5 against the Celtics. And I want, generally speaking,
Kristaps Porzingis outscored them.
Yeah,
himself.
I saw that and I felt that. Thank you for reminding me of that. So, generally speaking, people like me who take the bait, how would you advise them moving forward to learn from their mistakes?
Just like in sports betting in general?
Yes, general. Because you are the prop king. You have all the wisdom. Tell us and share us. With us.
Well, I would say, I think the best piece of advice I can give, because I get asked questions like this just in different ways, every single game is its own, like, individual puzzle piece that has to be figured out. So, you know, like, you can look at something and say, oh, well, 14.5 is a lot of points, but maybe, like, you know, ask yourself a couple questions, like, why is the point spread this big? Should it be a little bigger? Does it make sense? Because I think generally, and just in life, like, process in general, if you have an idea about something, but then you actually, like, apply some critical thought to it, and it doesn't withstand, like, even, like, 1 or 2 questions of scrutiny, chances are, like, it's probably not a good idea, and it might not be a good bet. And I don't say that from the ivory tower. Mm. Like, I went 1-5 last night with the bets I gave out on You Better You Bet. Like, I had LSU +12.5, lost by 13. Like, things like this happen, right? But you try and learn from those mistakes, like you said, David. And I would just urge people, like, every game is its own individual thing that has to be figured out.
Thanks, Nick.
Nick, do you like the Blackhawks over tonight?
Oh, so let's see. Wait, who are they playing tonight?
Carolina Hurricanes. Okay, number six.
Do we know what the goalie matchup is?
Six.
Yet?
Oh, the goalie matchup. That's a good one. I think
is Soderblom playing?
He should be. He was hot, but I think he's probably going to be benched. Maybe Mrazek if he's back. Not sure.
Okay, so let's see. Who's Carolina going to start? Not Anderson tonight because Anderson just played. Probably a Kachetkov. I think is how you pronounce his name.
We got to break.
So he's been
quick advice.
Let him go.
So he's been pretty decent, Kachetkov. So I'm looking at his game log right now. Hasn't allowed more than three goals in a game since December 27th. That has played in quite a few since then. I would actually lean towards the under tonight. Wait for it to get bet up, and I would bet under 6.5 Blackhawks and Hurricanes.
I'm on it. Thanks a ton, Nick.
You got it. Wishing everyone minimal sweats when he bets. The absolute very best of luck.
How about that, Mr. Haw?
Thank you. All right.
That was a great answer.
That was a good answer.
We're going to be right back with Clay Harbor. It's Mully and Haw on the score.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.